I was invited to speak on a couple of podcasts yesterday. One of the podcasts was on my journey of being almost 18 months sober and the details of that and how I've found that experience so far, the whys behind it, etc. And I really, really enjoyed being on that podcast. And the other podcast that I was on was with a friend of mine, Owen Lacey, from Irish Strength Institute. And it was a Superhuman series that he's got going. And he interviewed me for the Superhuman series and asking the questions, how do I achieve becoming like superhuman? And how do I help my clients feel that? And it was a really good conversation. The questions flowed and some of the things that were asked was really, really important. And what made me kind of delve into it more was they really actually find and they look at the thought or the feeling even behind like wanting to be superhuman and what that actually means and how we can define that and how we can feel that for ourselves. So my first answer was to be superhuman, you first need to understand who you are and what's most important for you in your life and what truly makes you unique. Because you can't be superhuman if you're trying to be a version of somebody else. You can't be superhuman if you don't even know who you are. And you can't be superhuman if you don't understand what's most important for you and you don't understand what your true values are, so that you can begin to shift and change and map your life around what's most important for you. Because to be superhuman, let's say in this example, you need to be aligned with what's most important for you. We need to understand what is most important for us in our life, what we really enjoy, what we get inspired by, what we like to give energy to, what we give energy from. And to be the best version of ourselves, we need to understand what that actually feels like. We need to understand what that actually means. So the first step in being a superhuman is to be yourself, is to understand the highest value that you have and to be able to organize your days, your weeks, your month, your business, your life, your career around what's most important to you. Because when you step into that version of you, then that's when you're most aligned and that's when you'll feel like you have abundant energy and that's when you want to keep moving and growing and doing the things that you really want to do. So it really got me thinking about a lot of different things. It got me thinking about success. It got me thinking about why we do the things that we do. And it really got me thinking about what that drive is towards, I suppose, feeling superhuman or success in general. Now, success can be defined in so many different ways because everybody has a specific definition of what success actually is, what it feels like, again, according to what they value more. But it can be pursued, it can be chased in many different forms. Now, I've chased a lot of goals that I wanted to create and achieve, and I've achieved them. I had targets and goals that I wanted to experience, cars, trips, traveling, income goals, business goals, all the things that I wanted to achieve. And moving towards those things is fantastic because it gives you a focal point, it gives you something to direct your energy towards. You know what you're doing, why you're doing it. And to move towards those things is great because a lot of the times if we don't have any type of goal, if we don't know where we're going, then any road will take us there. But a lot of the times what I've found from my own experience in business and from coaching so many other different business owners is that the space that which we pursue these things from a lot of the times can be from a space of fear or anxiety. And that fear can drive our actions. Now, at the start, that can be useful. But a lot of the times when you actually get there and you achieve it and you attain what it is that you're looking for, it can't always be useful. And sometimes it can be destructive because your ability to be able to actually relax and enjoy and feel gratitude and feel presence for actually achieving those things, if it's wrapped in fear, can be fleeting. Because what's happened a lot of the times is the blueprint of yourself hasn't really changed. The internal game hasn't really changed. And the thing, the void, the thing that's been driving you a lot of the times to get you to where you want to be, a lot of the times hasn't changed either. So when you've maybe gone out and achieved what it is you're looking to achieve, internally, maybe that self-image, the patterns, the fear, the anxieties, the things that a lot of the times need to be addressed, haven't actually changed or caught up to the person that you are. And I have experienced this in the past. And I said, I've experienced it and seen it from business owners that I coach. It's that feeling of fear, it's still present. And it's just literally transformed into a different form whenever you've achieved that goal. It's the illusory line of success. It's like, when I get to this point, I'm going to be happy or I'm going to feel fulfilled. And a lot of the times, that never really happens, because when we get there, then a lot of the times the fear of losing what it is that you've attained and what you've achieved becomes higher. And the fear of going back to where you maybe started out is a state that never really allows you to enjoy what you've actually created. And that was something that I really started to think about yesterday. And again, being superhuman, I love the quote by Sadhguru. He says that it's not that you need to be superhuman, it's to realize that you're human, and that's super. And in this short interview with Owen, he reminded me of a question that I asked one of his groups when I did a talk for him down in Dublin. It was a group of business owners, gym owners, etc. And we talked about finances and goals that they wanted their business to achieve, etc. Some people had big goals and financial goals, and other people had personal goals, etc. And one of the guys wanted to be a millionaire, and this was like a goal that he wanted to achieve in his business, and he was moving towards it. And the question that I asked was, and Owen reminded me of it yesterday, was, where are you already a millionaire? And it kind of got a glazed look to begin with, kind of a confused look. But when I delved that wee bit deeper and asked, so where are you already a millionaire? What form is it in? What is worth more to you right now, or the equivalent of, to the financial goal that you have and that you might want to be achieve? You see, it could be a million, it could be two, it could be 10, but your true form of wealth is in your highest value. Your true form of wealth is in the thing that you prioritize and value most. That's where we gather wealth. We gather wealth in all different kinds of forms. So it could be in a fit mind and healthy body that you've invested all of your time and your energy into, and you would never trade it for digits in the bank. It could be your family, your kids, getting to watch them, getting to raise them, getting to help your family grow. That might be something you would never ever trade for those digits in the bank. It could be the freedom to live light and to travel. That might mean more to you than anything else, and that's your form of wealth. It could be in whatever you do. It could be as a teacher, as a coach, it could be as a business owner. As I said, it could be in many different forms, because our wealth comes in those different forms. And what I wanted to get across was, if a lot of the times we're chasing this thing that we're putting our happiness and our sense of self and our identity on, and we like delay everything else until we get there, then a lot of the times when we get there, that feeling of fulfillment and that feeling that we're looking for, a lot of the times can be illusory and it can be fleeting. And if we really look at our life and see where we already are successful, where we already are, let's say, a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever it might be in terms of a finance goal, where do you already have that in the form that you value already? And where would you not, and what would you not trade for that? And I think to look at yourself like that, and to look at your business and what you're doing, to do that and be self-reflective is a way to get you back to center, to get you back to be present, to see where you're already successful, because the next thing won't make a difference. The next goal won't make a difference. The next thing that you think you need to get or achieve or have, a lot of the times won't make a difference if you don't feel it now. If you don't feel content and fulfilled and successful within yourself now, if you don't feel happy within yourself now, the next thing, a lot of the times, won't do it. So look and see where you already are successful. Look and see what you would not ever trade for the goals, the digits, the things in the bank, and see where your true wealth is. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have financial goals, of course, 100% you should, and you should go after them with everything that you want in terms of actually achieving. Set them high, go for it. I'm a big advocate of all of that. But from a place where you already feel whole, from a place where you already feel fulfilled, from a place where you're moving towards it with clarity and peace of mind, that knowing that you're not going to delay all of your fulfillment and happiness and feelings of success and feelings of fulfillment until you get to that point. So, as I said, we gather wealth in different forms, and if we're constantly putting things off until the future, then a lot of the times we never arrive. And if you take a wee bit of a step back and see and self-reflect where you're already successful, how you're already successful, and what other form is your true wealth in. So that was something that came up yesterday. Owen reminded me of that question, and I wanted to share it in this podcast, this short podcast, because it's really, really important. And as I said, from my own experience in my own life and in business, I've had many of those journeys, ups and downs, setting goals, achieving them, and then on to the next one, and on to the next one. And from all the business owners that I coach, a lot of times it can be the same thing. So a big part of what I do in terms of helping people coach, or helping the people that I coach, is to bring them back to the present, bring them back to where they are right now, and get them to see things differently, get them to shift their perspective, have the goals, move towards the big dreams and the vision 100%. But they look at it from a different place, they see where you're already successful, and they balance out that mind and they balance out your energy so that you're moving towards where you want to be, but you're doing it from a different place, you're doing it from a different state of mind, a different state of energy. And when you get to what it is that you really want to achieve, that at that time, you're going to have that wee bit more presence, you're going to have that wee bit more fulfillment, you're going to have a bit more of a sense of gratitude for what you've achieved, and that you can enjoy it better, because that's the most important thing. Because if you get that goal and then you're straight on the next one, then what is the point? When do we ever get to actually enjoy what we've created? So the most important thing when you're moving towards what you want is to actually have a sense of fulfillment now, a sense of success now. And they realize, going back to the original point in this chat, that you're human, and that's super. It's not that you necessarily need to be a superhuman, but that you're human, and that's super. And that is to have a sense of gratitude and awe for the life that you love, for the people in it, for the things that you do, for the things that you create, for the things that you move towards, for the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, the support, and the challenge. Okay, guys, what I want to ask again, all of you, is if you're enjoying the podcast, please go on to Apple, Spotify, rate it, share it, subscribe also. It really, really helps the podcast grow. It helps more people to hear what I'm sharing. And if you're enjoying the value of that, then I appreciate that. If you share it, rate it, share it with friends on your social media, it helps me know that I'm offering value to you. And it also helps the podcast grow in more ways than one. Okay, guys, speak on the next one.